Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Oh my goodness, that voice. You have a very, very soothing, hypnotic voice.
Well,
I like
thank
it.
You. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And you are quite the visual artist, I must say. Speaking
thank you.
Of visual, you know, I've never liked to put people, as far as put labels on artists. That's not my thing. I've had an opportunity to listen to your entire EP on several different occasions. And what I find fascinating, besides the visual aspect and the concept of the EP, your vocals are tremendous. And I think a lot of times we get so caught up on the synthetic side of music. We lose track of the message and also the vocals of an artist. And I wanted to ask you, for someone who has not had the pleasure of hearing your music, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
That's a really good question. I truly believe that art is derived from culture. Culture is derived from spirituality. And my life is a very, very spiritual life. I love this beautiful planet. I love our people, I love our culture, I love our traditions. So everything that I do comes from the cultural experience, which of course is a spiritual experience. My music is just an extension of who I am. You know, what I'm seeing in the world, what I don't necessarily agree with in the world, and how I can actually use the gift of music, because everything is sound, everything is vibrating, to hopefully speak to someone who's looking for that answer. You know, I know that a lot of times different types of music will fly over people's heads, different type of artistry will fly over people's heads, because not everyone's looking for that, you know what I mean? Not everyone's looking for meaning in music. Not everyone's looking for meaning in fashion. Not everyone's looking for meaning as they're walking down the street. But I'm hoping that my music will speak to the person that is looking for meaning, that is looking for some clarity in that moment. So I describe my art as a manifestation of spirit, which to me is a manifestation of us all.
Absolutely. Now, when I mention freedom, what does freedom mean to NBS, the artist?
Wow, freedom is the ability to go beyond the boundaries of illusion that this world tells us exists. You know, I have a motto. I don't break the universal laws, but every other law, as far as I'm concerned, is meant to be. you know, it's up for debate, right?
Absolutely.
You know, there's a fine line between right and wrong, and that moral compass is the one that we all each hold within us. So freedom is the ability to make those choices based on the information that we have at that moment and to live our life to the fullest, you know, without boundaries, without constraints.
The reason why I ask that is because we've always had, as far as women of color, they've always had the taboo put on them that we're supposed to act a certain kind of way, that expressing one's sexuality is taboo. And I see you have completely broken, I mean, you have shattered that box or that facade on what it means to have that kind of self-expression of one's sexuality, to be proud of who you are as a woman. What does it mean to you, number one, to be an independent artist and have that kind of level of control of your artistry and making sure that you have no restraints put on you?
This has actually been the theme since the beginning, you know, of this year, since January 1st, to be honest, for me. You know, it's really unfortunate because it's the images that society pumps at us that is constantly challenging us and telling us what a woman should look and act like in this world.
Right.
For me, it really came from being able to just recluse, shut all that out, turn the TV off, turn the radio off, not participate in the pop culture BS that's happening out here, and listening to myself and looking within myself to find what does that representation of real womanhood look like for me. But of course, you know, I'm also a mother, so I also have a young son who at the end of the day, you know, is also walking in this world as well. And he's an extension of me and I of him. So being a mother as well of a young man, he's also exploring the world now and starting to meet other young women as well. And I'm his first example of what a woman is, right? So it's twofold for me. It's what do I want to instill in my son so that when he goes out there, he can find that for himself. And on the other side of that, it's really making sure that I represent my truest nature. And in so doing, in a way that reflects who I really am. So when I look myself in the mirror and I say to myself, you are beautiful. You are absolutely exquisite. There is nothing wrong with you. I need to make sure that that comes through in my music and in all my visuals. Because the moment I start to do something to myself to take away from what I was blessed with, what I was born with, is the minute that I start to lose myself. And that is the one thing that I just refuse. I will not lose myself to anything because I was born perfect. So I'm going to move as such.
Lord have mercy. Yes, you are.
and the beauty of it is in our cultural, in our cultural backpack, my mother calls it, we have stories and our own myth histories that exemplify what beauty and grace and sensuality and sexuality and empowerment looks like. So, you know, if there's someone out there listening who is wondering, well, I don't know what looking within looks like. Okay, well, look to your culture because it's been there. We can look at history. We can look at these women who were out here, Eartha Kitt, Dorothy Dandridge. Like, are you kidding me? Eartha Kitt was a woman who did not compromise. She did not compromise. And she was beautiful in everything that she did. So I look to these women as well. And I relate to them, and I relate to their stories. I relate to their struggle because, I mean, you know, not much has changed since then and now, really. It might look like it's changed, but it really hasn't changed.
This is so true. This is so true.
You know, there's a lineage of women that came before us. So if someone is lost and they don't know where to look and the societal representation does not fit for them, well, I say open up a book and look at the images of the past and look how these women helped move us forward to get us to where we are today.
One of the things that I get from you conversing with you in this very short period of time is that you have so many different layers of your personality.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
a wonderful thing. It's refreshing for you having that level of control. control of who you are and knowing what you want. I don't like to use the term compromise, but when you have a major label, and it's a handful of labels out there that approach you and they say, you know what, we want to sign you to a record deal. You have the machine behind you. What would it take for you to sign that label? And a lot of times what they want to do, they want you to compromise who you are as an artist and try to fit you, as you say, in a mold of something that you're not. What are some of the things that you're willing to do, and what are some of the things you will not do at all to compromise who you are as an artist?
I will not put diplomacy before spirituality. That's it. So
okay.
At the end of the day, it's not about it's not about anything other than inspiration. You know, we are struggling as a body of people, and our music is so important to us. Music is something that gets us through the day. It can get us through a moment. It can help us heal. It can get us angry. It can enlighten us. So at the end of the day, there's no dollar amount that will be able to dictate how I'm going to inspire my people. If I'm inspired to speak about a certain thing, I'm going to speak about that certain thing, because as far as I'm concerned, we are greater than money. You know, we
yeah,
have
absolutely.
Something within us that is greater than money. And I'm at a point in my career where, you know, money isn't what dictates how I move forward. You know, I'm working with fellow creators and creatives, and we're swapping, you know, we're swapping our skills. You know, I also shoot and edit my videos. So, you know, I can work with another artist who is maybe a songwriter and a producer and an engineer. And I'll get in the studio with him and I'll say, all right, I want to shoot your next video, and I want to help style you. I want to help put your concept together. I need you to help me with these three tracks. You know what I mean? And I feel like that right there, because the wealth is inside us. The wealth is in the skills that we develop. The wealth is in what it is that we're able to create for ourselves. We get so caught up in this monetary system, this externalization of power, and the power has actually always been within us. So, I mean, you know, I've been fortunate enough to kind of sit back and really look at this industry, this quote-unquote machine. But the machine doesn't serve us. You feel me? It doesn't serve us. The machine is just simply there to monetize and capitalize off of our culture. You know, I'm cool. Like, I'm cool.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in
teaming up with culture vultures. I'm interested in being amongst my people and empowering our people and helping to bring healing to our people. That's what I'm interested. That's what I'm invested in.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. And one particular track that really caught my attention, The Art of Love.
Love. Yes, baby. Yes. Yes, The Art of Love.
What is The Art of Love? What does it mean to NVS, the artist?
The Art of Love is, it was a song that was actually born out of my own personal spiritual development and learning how to truly love myself and being able to see myself for who I am and what I have to offer. And then being able to recognize what I'm seeing in others and understanding that at the end of the day, I don't need 50% of you and 50% of me to make 100 so that we can come together as, you know, in partnership. I want 100% of you. So I want you to love you to the fullest, and I'm going to love you to the fullest. And I don't need you to stop me from loving me to the fullest. You got to let me love me for me. And then we come together on neutral ground and we create the art of love together by sharing what we have. So the art of love for me is, it's, you know, there's a saying, it's a cup half empty or half full. I'm looking at it like, nah, my cup overflows, and what I share with you is what's overflowing. That's my art of love. And that's what I look for when I'm looking to, you know, if I'm interested in someone in an intimate way, like I want to know what's overflowing, baby. Like, you know, like I tell people, don't bring your empty cup to my well, you know, bring everything. Let me see what you got. Good, bad, and ugly. And let's figure it out together.
Well, I must admit, speaking from a male perspective, that we do have a tendency to somewhat micromanage our emotions as far as not letting one get too close. One of the things that I find so fascinating about your music is that the vulnerability and the strength that you're able to combine and show and get it across through your music is very challenging. Not every artist is able to do that because, as you said, you know, it's very easy to get caught up in propaganda. But I love things that are raw and real and organic. And your music is very organic. What does your music mean to you? Oh, my pleasure. What does your music mean to you from a spiritual standpoint? Do you find it somewhat therapeutic? Or is the closest thing that you can say what you would consider it being your muse?
I would say it's a bit of all of the above. I mean,
okay.
When I wrote The Art of Love, like all my love songs, 9 times out of 10, they're written from a place inside me where it's like I know this type of love exists, but I've actually never experienced it before. But I know it exists. You know, and growing up, when I was growing up, I have 2 older brothers, and my older brothers used to tell me, don't trust guys, they're all liars, don't believe them, you know, and I used to look at my brother and say, that's not true, there's a man here for me, and he's going to love me, and I, like, you know, I just, you know, and then, there, of course, there's a saying, you gotta kiss a few frogs before you find your prince, right? Which is something that I do not appreciate at all, because I really do feel that at the end of the day, like, if I know that this love exists, and I'm willing to bring this love to the table, then I know I'm not alone in that. I know that there's somebody out there that also carries that magnanimous seed of love, and maybe my music will inspire that person to share it, take a chance and share it. You know, a lot of women, a lot of men, we get hurt because we get into relationships with abusers, and we don't realize we're in relationships with abusers because, I mean, the cycle of abuse is, it's been going on for generations, right? We're really just coming, we're just really waking up, and we haven't really had a chance to look ourselves in the mirror and deal with our healing, our psychological healing, our emotional healing, things that we really need to let go of. But these are the things that are hindering us from being able to love ourselves entirely and then being able to bring that beautiful seed of love to another. So I think it's, you know, my creativity has always been from that place. Like, I know it exists. And if I have that seed of love and I'm not afraid to share it, I'm going to put it in my music because I want somebody out there to know that it exists because I live it every day. And so maybe it'll inspire that person to find that seed of love within them as well and peel back all those layers, the layers of who they are not, to find out who they truly are.
You know, it's very challenging for a person to, as you say, think outside the box and show that sense of vulnerability, because again, you know, no one wants to get hurt. And I think a lot of times out of fear, we have a tendency to be more reclusive, and we keep our feeling, we play everything close to the vest. But with your music, it's so naturally organic and real and refreshing. Mm-hmm. And I see the feedback that you get from the various social media websites. From a visual concept, it is incredible. What has it meant to you, being an independent artist, getting that much love and, most importantly, respect from the listening public about your music and what you have to bring to the table?
I'm really just grateful that the music is touching people. That's why I do it. I really just want to touch them. I just want them to know that what they're looking for exists, and if my music can help them along their journey and along their search to discover that, then I feel like I've done my job and I feel fulfilled. I'm not caught up in the hype. I mean, when I'm in my younger years, yeah, you know, music industry dictates this and dictates that this is what success looks like. Nah, like, if my people are successful, I'm successful. You feel me? And the success for us right now, I truly believe in, is in us moving ourselves forward. And how we move ourselves forward is by loving ourselves, by taking care of ourselves and each other, by taking care of our families, our communities, and starting to move away from things that take us away from who we are, things that dictate who we are, things that take from us and don't give back to us. So, you know, it's all about reciprocity. So if people are loving and appreciating the music, then that's enough for me. I want to be where the love is. That's it. If there's no love, I don't want to be there.
Well, my love, you have nothing but love and respect here in the zone. And I'm here to bring a lot of love with the Art of Love, of course, from the captivating NVS, the artist, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Envious, the artist, the art of love, from the new EP, I Talk in Tones, and it is available as we speak. Once you let your hands do the walking, fingers do the walking, stop by her official website at www.nvstheartist.com, also at nvstheartist.bandcamp.com. Let It Go, the latest release from the new EP. What does Let It Go mean for NBS, the artist?
Oh, well, emotions. We are living in a time where a lot of people are not in tune with their emotions. And
this is true.
Right?
So
and that
true.
Is a very, very, it's a very scary thing. Because on a psychological level, if one is not in tune with their emotions and they don't understand the psychological loop that the mind is on, the triggers, you know, and people don't understand that as they're walking through the day and all of a sudden their mood just changes because someone cut them off while driving. Well, why are you so angry? Like, you know, that means like it's not that person that cut you off from driving that made you angry. You were already angry. That was just the catalyst for your anger to rear its head. You know, and these types of emotions and these things can find us in very, very unpredictable and not so fortunate situations. So Let It Go is all about, like, at the end of the day, you are not your emotions. Your emotions are informing you that something is wrong. And once you look at that, you can address it. And then you need to let it go. Because when we hold on to these things, when we hold on to these emotions, we create blocks. And we create fears, and we don't even realize it, but these are things that hinder us from moving ourselves forward and from living and enjoying our lives the way that we truly deserve to be living and enjoying our life. So Let It Go is like, you know, you're born beautiful, you're born perfect. Don't let things that happen in your life define who you are. You know, you are not your past, you are your present. And in this moment, you have a choice. You can be angry, or you can look at that anger, address why you're angry, address and hold yourself accountable for your part in whatever situation that angered you, and let it go and move on, because that moment is in the past. So if you're holding on to anger, jealousy, envy, resentment, guilt, you're living in the past and you're not living in the moment. And when we're not living in the moment, we are missing out on everything that Creator has given us to enjoy in this life.
Now,
That's what Let It Go is all about. You
just said something that was very taboo. Accountability.
Okay.
My goodness.
Yes. Accountability. Yes.
Accountability. My goodness.
Yes.
That is such a foreign concept that I've come across in today's society. It's very
yes.
easy to blame other people for your mm-hmm. problems or your issues instead of addressing them, or as you said, taking mm-hmm. accountability for what you do. But it's all right. But speaking of accountability, if you had to just kind of sit back a little bit and just look at your project, the overall project in its totality, what do
mm-hmm.
you get from I Talk in Tones?
Transformation. That's what I get when I listen to my own EP. And to be honest with you, when I did this EP, it wasn't even my intention. I just kind of sat down one day and I just said, you know what? I want to let this organically come together. Let's see how this body of music comes together. Because I have hundreds of songs that I've written over the years. But when I put this project together, I said, you know what? Instead of me trying to be strategic and put a project together, let me see how this can organically come together. And hold on, bring back, what was your question again? I just lost my train of thought.
No, that's okay.
That happened.
No, I was saying, what was the vibe that you get looking at the EP? What do you get from
right.
it? Just listening to it. You know what? And be more specific, from a sonic, from just
mm-hmm.
sonically, to me, it's very raw. And I love raw
mm-hmm.
music because it's truthful, it's organic. We have a tendency to get in the studios, we use a lot of bells and whistles, and we kind of lose perspective on what we attempted to do when we first walked in. When you went in the studio, what was the vibe like when you started working on it?
Well, when I went in the studio to do this project, I had actually just come off of like a 7-day retreat in Sedona, spiritual retreat. And so when I got back, I was like on a high. I was on a total high. And I was like, I'm going to do this project and I'm going to keep it up here. But we're going to let it organically come together because I was having a hard time picking songs.
Okay.
I actually was in LA that year, and I was introduced through a friend to this producer songwriter, actually based in Arizona, named Know the Zoner, who's also really really dope. He's a young brother. He does like hip hop, but it's like a fusion of what today sounds like, but he's very conscious and he's also spiritual himself. He's very aware. And so he drove from Arizona to LA and we were in the studio and I just spent a couple days talking with him, and then I went through beats and I found some production that I really liked. And because I was on that high already, once I picked the music and went and started writing, it just flowed. And after I wrote the first record, which was actually Talking in Tones, I kind of then started positioning the records around that particular song, because the message of that song literally set the tone for the EP, because I didn't know what the EP was going to be called. I had no clue.
Okay.
It literally came together on its own. So what I get from the music itself is I get transformation from it. I get an opportunity to kind of like let go and allow my mind to kind of go into this other world where wherever I was at that time when I came off on that Sedona trip, I feel like the music is definitely on that frequency. And it's all about transformation. It's all about letting go. It's all about seeing beyond what we actually see with our two eyes, but having the experience through sound.
You know, it's weird. I know I'm dating myself just a little bit, but that's okay. The vibe I get is almost like that vibe when I remember when Jim Morrison took the rest of the band members of the Doors and they went out to the desert on that self-discovery. Yeah, that's the vibe. He said, tell me, well, how old are you? Hey, I'm not going to tell you.
It's very cosmic.
Yeah, very much so.
The music feels very cosmic. Yeah, like I love all my cosmic, you know, musicians, you know, the ones who, you know, talk about being outer space and different planets and this and that. And yeah, that's cool. But I'm also a woman in, you know, this life on this planet. So I took a little bit of that and then, you know, fused it with the cultural side of things, like my human experience, and boom, kind of have this fine line between these two worlds of understanding who we are as human beings and who we are on a soul level.
Well, before we get to the latest hit single, if NVS, the artist, today, if you could go back, let's say, 7 years ago, what would you tell the NV artist 7 years ago? What would you say to her?
I would say to her, tighten up your sneakers, baby. It's about to get bumpy. I wasn't ready. Like, it's really interesting that you brought 7 years to me, because 7 years ago, my girlfriend and I, a really good friend of mine, my sister, we kind of had this pivotal conversation, and we were talking about all the things that we hadn't done, because, you know, as young women, you're not supposed to do these things. You know, certain things are taboo and it would make you look a certain way. And we looked at each other and we said, you know what? We're gonna break down some of these boundaries and barriers, and the only people who's gonna know what we did is gonna be us. You know? And at that time, the irony is that she did most of the things that we talked about, but I cowered away. I cowered away and I didn't do the things that we talked about. And so looking back in hindsight, I would tell myself, take that year to do the things that you wanted to do, And then tighten up your sneakers because it's about to get bumpy and you're going to start experiencing things that you've never experienced before. And it's going to make you question everything about who you are and what this world is about. I would have prepared myself a little bit more.
But
it's
okay
because we're still here.
It's okay. It's okay. What would a journey be without experience? That's exactly. that's part of the journey. And speaking of the journey, let's get into it. The latest release from the fantastic new EP from NVS, the artist I Talk in Tones with, Let It Go, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Let it go. 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 Let it
Catch up with her on Facebook and also on Instagram at NVS The Artist. But last but certainly not least, let your fingers do the walking. You can always stop by her official website at www.nvstheartist.com. My queen, it was, my goodness, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. This is definitely...
Likewise.
Oh, it's your second home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. Much continued success to you, and man, remain truthful to who you are as an artist, and you can never go wrong.
Thank you. Thank you kindly. And I thank you for extending your platform to me to be able to chat with you and to also, you know, get to know your new audience, your audience, I should say. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate the invitation.
Hey, my love, we want our music shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy.
Right? I like that.
Yes, Lord. Keep it soulful, my queen, okay?
Thank you. Thank
All
you
right,
very much.
God bless.
I most definitely will.
All right, the captivating NVS, the artist, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, let your fingers do the walking. Purchase the new EP. Not talking tones. Yes, Lord. Well, I got you here on a very soothing, always therapeutic Thursday afternoon. Let's take a quick two and two and get lost in Sonoamba. New single, Unusual. You're in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Thank you. unusual for you to just not call me. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.
had to take you back just a little bit. Norman Connors, of course, featuring Michael Henderson. Yeah, you're in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out again a very special thank you to the incredible NVS, the artist. Lord have mercy. Be sure, family, to purchase her new EP, Talking Tones, available at nvstheartist.bandcamp.com. You can also catch up with her on Facebook and Instagram at NVS the Artist, and also the official website at www.nvstheartist.com. And would you join the teddy bear? Yeah, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, as we welcome Grammy Award winning saxophonist Mr. Kirk Whalum. Yes, Lord, he'll be here tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, all the latest updates, let your gentle fingers do the walking. Head on over to our official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also, we got you 24-hour nonstop live streaming music, as I said. We want our music shaken but never stirred. Lord have mercy. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. It's at Twitter at LOTO Radio. Also on Facebook.com/ LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least, Lord help me, we're also on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ LOTL, The Comfort Zone. Man, it's been a beautiful, beautiful, organic Thursday afternoon. So much love, so much. I know. He said, well, Teddy, baby, leave. No, just, hey, I shall return. No need to fear. Again, I want to thank all the many supporters of the show. Without you, there's no zone, and there's definitely no teddy bear. My cup runneth over with so much with so much positivity, man. Hey, like I said, it's time that we bring music back the way it used to be, with substance, quality over quantity. There are a lot of very talented independent artists out there who really truly understand what it means, the definition of what it means to be an artist. And NVS, definitely, she fits that description. No bars, no restraints, just the level of freedom to choose to be who you want to be, as long as you're being sincere about the craft. The craft will always be sincere with you. Lord have mercy. Well, in the meantime, when I return back from the Milky Way tomorrow afternoon, love one another. Take care of one another. Remember, leave a positive vibe. It's so easy to be positive if you just take the time to do so. We're going to close it with Russell Taylor, Hope, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Oh, and as in always, keep it soulful. Lord have mercy.
There's no lie inside a broken heart. Close the door, I did, to rest inside the dark. I thought there'd be no hope for the daylight. Then love came and rushed in. Broken heart.
Oh, 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 Hi, I'm Maxie, the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know you can be my teddy bear at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
It's official right now. In 4 minutes or less, we're going to crown all of them right now. Dedicate my mama, your mama, you, and your baby's mama, my mama. Dedicate you, wife. If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them, say, dedicate. You are appreciated. This is dedicated.
I appreciate you, thank you. And the number to take to carry and burn a child. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real fast. Thank you. And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow. But your lips, you say what's on your mind.
Thank you.
A lady in the street and a freak when it's bedroom time.
Again.